Hey everyone, this is Jeremy. Welcome back to Edgecast Mini. We're reading through Mark 9, 10, and Acts 20 today, if you're following with us in the Bible reading program. And I want to share with you a thought out of Mark chapter 10. It's from verse 17 to 22, and it's the story of the rich young ruler. As you read this, it's definitely one of the most vivid stories in the Gospels that really stands out. It's kind of a tragedy, really, this young man that obviously is very talented. He's wealthy. He's very smart. He's learned the law and all about the Bible. And he shows up to Jesus, but he can't quite do what God's asking him to do. And what happens is he comes and asks Jesus how he can have a place in heaven. And Jesus replies to him that he needs to not only keep the commandments, but give everything he has to the poor and then follow him. And the Bible says, you know, when he heard this, he's sad and he just walks away. And it sounds like a great offer. Like, you can be with Jesus, you can be in heaven, have eternal life. It's definitely worth it. But to this man, he just walks away. And I just want to, you know, get us thinking this morning that sometimes, even though we look at this guy and we think, man, you know, he was this terrible guy. He was so just into money and wealth. But you realize that in certain ways we can be a lot like him without even realizing it. That sometimes we want to follow Jesus with all our heart, because I really believe this guy was sincere. And yet when he asks us for everything, there are many times that we refuse to give up certain problems and issues in our life to him. And so just like this guy, this man believed that his wealth could provide for him. You know, when we don't give our problems to Jesus, and we don't turn over those things to God, literally, we're not trusting God to solve those areas of our life. And so inadvertently, we start giving the things that we think God wants, but we're keeping back some things. And those things may not be sin necessarily in our lives, but it could be hurts from the past. It could be problems or issues we're facing, you know, at this moment with our parents or different ones around us. But Jesus is saying to us, listen, leave everything. Give everything up and follow me. This is the way that we should be living. We should be giving everything in this life to Jesus. Listen, even the hard times, the suffering, the good times, what God has blessed us with, everything we should give back to God, because God is definitely big enough to handle all of these things. So I want to challenge you to have confidence in God today. Don't be like this man who didn't give up his wealth because he didn't have the trust that God could take care of him. He placed his trust in what he had, in his own strength, which could be here today and gone tomorrow. But you and I need to not just trust in ourselves to solve our problems or in other ways of solving them, but we need to trust in God, who has all power and all knowledge, and he's able to handle everything we're facing. So I want you to think a little bit today about maybe some issues and areas of your life where you haven't fully surrendered everything with God to God. You haven't fully given over maybe some parts of your heart, and it's like those are the situations that you're just not sure, you know, if you're able to handle it. And if you're worried or stressed out about something today, can I tell you that maybe it's because you haven't really surrendered it to Jesus? You know, God knows your pain. He knows your needs, and he wants you to give them to him instead of keeping them bottled up inside. Don't just follow God's commandments today. Don't just try to be a perfect person, but learn to trust him with everything in your personal life. Whatever you're facing, just begin to pray and ask God that he would just really allow you to give everything of your life to him, not just your problems, but your time, your effort, everything, and put your faith in him and watch him lead you through every day and every situation of your life.